The future belongs to those who believe in their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt, I want to ask you something. How badly do you believe in your dreams right now? Are you staying focused with them? Are you thinking, recession's coming. Maybe I better put my dreams on hold. Lisa and I are going to be talking to you about how important it is to hold on to your dreams and how you can really take advantage of this recession and recession-proof your life. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we are back better than ever. I'm just too excited. You know why? Because I have a brand new co-host, someone that's been a mentor of mine for years. I mean, I can't believe it. I have to pinch myself. Hold on. Let me pinch myself. Yes, she is here. None other than Lisa Kidder. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Raven. Hello. It's so good to hear your voice and so good to be here.
Wonderful. I know most everyone listening to this show right now live and the ones that are going to be listening to the replay already know about Lisa, but let me just tell you, this lady is amazing. She's been in the industry for years. She knows her stuff. She's been through the struggling times, and she came out at the top. And she didn't just keep it to herself when she did. She decided to share her inside secrets with others. In fact, that's basically what she focuses on now. More than building a business, a network marketing business herself all the time, full time, she decided, why don't I assist other people and show them the things, the secrets, the tips, the strategies, and formulas for success that have assisted me on the way. And wow, are we ever glad she did that. Thank you, Lisa. Some people don't like to share. We appreciate that. So Lisa and I want to welcome you to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. And Lisa, from our heart, welcome and thank you so much for agreeing to be my co-host for this next season of Mentoring for MLM Divas Live. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, this is a serious time, Lisa, and I'm sure you can agree. A lot of people right now, they are scared, and, you know, rightfully so. I mean, they really don't know what to expect because, you know, you don't like to listen to the news. You don't like to look, turn on TV, but it's all around you. It's everywhere you go. And you and I decided, I know, weeks ago when we were planning our first show, what we wanted to talk to people about, and I remember you saying, you know, this would be perfect to talk to them about this, to lift their spirits up to, so that they can stay positive during this difficult time, because this is not the time to give up. We all know we're not a victim of our circumstances. We do have control of our life. Why don't you share your thoughts on that, Lisa?
Oh, I sure would love to do that, Raven. And again, it's such a pleasure to be here. And, you know, what a hot topic, because really if we look around at what's going on in our economy, certainly across North America and as it is actually even globally, there are a lot of people running scared right now, Raven. There's people that are very, very frightened, and as you mentioned, rightfully so, because so many of them have found themselves out of a job, and especially if they've been with in the, you know, the banking industry or real estate or anything to do with the stock market, or, you know, we had a barbecue at our home here the other day, John and I, and a gentleman was here, a very close friend of ours, and he was a little bit down in the dumps, and John said, what's going on? And he said, you know what, I had almost $100,000, I just lost in the stock market the other day. When everything went sideways, his $100,000 went right along with it. And he said, you know, I mean, it wasn't the end of the world, but at the same time, nobody wants to wake up and discover they're down $100,000, you know. And that was really his liquid cash and what he had coming in off of that monthly, you know, was pretty comfortable. So certainly a tough time, Raven, but my thought on that is, how blessed are we, how blessed is everyone on this call to be involved in their own home-based situation? So in other words, you're in charge of your own destiny. You can write the ticket to your financial freedom in spite of and even because of what's going on globally and certainly what's going on right here in the United States. And I know we've got a lot of friends on the line that are from other countries and so forth, and Canada and everything, and all, and you know, I know you heard far and wide here, Raven. Last I checked with you, I think you had people coming in from Taiwan and Australia.
Everywhere.
And just,
absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So this is definitely a global situation. It's a global crisis. But again, the point I want to make here specifically is that all of you are in a situation that you can really set yourself up and in spite of, or again, because of what is going on with the rest of the economy. You don't have to buy into that. You don't have to go right along with it. You can look and say, well, wait a minute. You know, if that bank goes under, how is that really going to affect my business?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make people reach out to you even more. And I know Raven and I are going to talk more about that here in just a moment. But back to you, Raven, because I know you've got some thoughts on this as well.
Well, you know what? I think when we really just take a deep breath, everybody right now just kind of inhale real deep. Come on, you can do it. And exhale. Release that. Release the fear. Release the stress. And take control of your life. You determine your destiny. The quote I read of Eleanor Roosevelt, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams. Believe in your dreams. Keep believing. Don't give up. I heard on one of my favorite shows, Lisa, the big idea was saying, put your dreams on hold. If you're not making a couple hundred thousand or more, really more than that, a year, put your dreams on hold for a while. You know, and I thought about that, and I said, he probably does have a good point. And then I said, well, I wouldn't say put your dreams on hold, even if you do have to go back to work. Because if you have to go back to work, it's okay. Go back to work if that's what you need to do to feel comfortable and to do what you need to do in your family. But when you go back to work, instead of thinking about it as a negative time, if that's your situation, make a list of me going back to work. Not only am I able to, you know, provide for my family and have the little extras, but I can set aside a certain amount of money to be marketing my business why I'm at work. And how cool is that?
Oh, for sure. And while you're at work, it gives these, you know, people an opportunity that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have to be out socializing, mingling, networking with other people over the course of lunch or breaks or even in the work environment. They may come upon people delivering the mail and the vendors delivering goods and services and things like that that perhaps they would never come in contact with. So there we go. That's just another avenue for marketing. But really, Raven, the entire put your dreams on hold, I would say always keep dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, how can this benefit you instead of looking at it as a negative if the situation is that you've got to take on a part-time job? Gosh, Raven, can I tell them a little bit about some of the part-time situations I had to do? Just
absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. For a long time, I always had a housekeeper that would come into my home once a week, right? And just kind of tidy up and do the dirty work I don't want to do. I can keep the place picked up, but, you know, doing bathtubs, toilets, all those fun things. I had somebody that would come into my home, and this went on for years and years. It was really nice. It was great. Well, then I got involved with my direct sales network marketing business, and I thought for sure, you know, by my calculations, I was supposed to have been wealthy in the first 6 months, and that didn't happen. So there went the housekeeper. You know, she went down by the wayside because there was no more money in my budget for her. And next thing you know, another year goes by, and I'm thinking, geez, it, you know, I'm worried about whether I can even keep a hold of the home I have for anybody to claim, let alone bringing in a housekeeper to claim. Next thing you know, Raven, I'm so doggone stubborn, I said, I am not going to go back and get a full-time job, no way, no how. That's not going to happen because I was so afraid that if I got back into that comfort zone, I wouldn't have the courage or the gumption to get back out again. So I said, well, I surely can't take a full-time job, but I'll take something part-time. I'll take a bunch of part-time jobs. And one of the part-time jobs I ended up taking while building my direct sales business was a kind of on-call housekeeping service. They said, hey, we'll call you up if you're available. We'll send you out on a job, and you can clean it, you know, clean the home and everything else, and if it, we'll pay you cash at the end of the day. And if you want to go out the next day, that's great. If you're not available, we call you. You just say, I'm not available. I thought, well, how cool is that? But, you know, I thought, what a weird twist of fate, you know. I had a housekeeper, and now all of a sudden I am a housekeeper. I was making like $10 an hour, but hey, they paid cash at the end of the day. I'd truck on home with my $80 and go buy some leads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go on home at the end of the day. Sometimes I could put in a full, you know, 10 hours, and I'd take my $100 and I'd run back out and pay my phone bill, you know, keep the lights on for a while longer. So you know what? Whatever it takes, and anything from doing that to personal training and selling health club memberships at night, Raven. I did a little bit of everything so that I could stay in business and not give up on my dream, to stay, keep that dream alive and keep my hand kind of in the pot, stirring that dream along, even though I wasn't able to give it a 100% focus.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? We do what you got to do, right?
You do what you got to do. And we're not saying go out there and get a job. If that's not your situation, don't worry about it. But we're just saying just look at where you're at. Realistically, instead of being scared and you know, saying, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? This is the time to really start thinking out the box. This is the time to get creative. I heard someone say the other day, this is the time to get your wow power. And I'm like, you know what?
That's
they're right.
Right.
You know, just get that wow power. Think, okay, so recession. Okay, this is what I can do. What can I do to where I don't focus on the recession? I'm focusing on building my business. This is what I've been doing the past few years. This is what I want to do. If I have to go take a job, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to still work toward my business, even as weekends. I remember your friend, Fran Russell, telling me when she had to work, she actually took her cell phone, and at that time it was big cell phones, you know, the ones that cover
That's
your
right.
voice, and she made calls during her lunchtime. That's the attitude you have to have right now. You got to do whatever it is that you have to do so that you won't be worried about where your money's coming from. Remember, this is the industry where you create your income. You know, one of my favorite mentors, Jim Rome, always says, if you do have to go back to work, you just say, hey, I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my future.
There you go.
Now, let's talk a minute for those people that don't have to go back to work. They're going to stay there and they're going to work their business. What are they going to have to do differently, do you feel, Lisa, than they may have been doing in the past?
I think they're going to have to get more proactive,
mm-hmm.
and definitely reach out and touch someone, right?
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
that commercial? Reach out and touch someone, because truly, the days of just sitting, I've never really believed in sitting and working a lead list exclusively. I've always said I would hate to have to feed my family off of a lead list exclusively. Now, with that being said, we always want a lead list in front of us, of course. Absolutely. You've got to have people to talk to. But also, get out of your comfort zone. You know, get outside and look around and say, by golly, you know, my next-door neighbor, they got their house up for sale. Wonder what's going on with them. Go over it. If you haven't talked to them in a while, find out what's going on. Oh, you've just lost your job. Oh, my gosh, you know. Wow, that's tough, you know. And find out what's going on in their world, because you might have exactly the solution they've been praying for, but here you are too scared and too scaredy cat to get out and talk to that neighbor and go find out what is happening. Or, you know, maybe you see a foreclosure sign going up and you think, gosh, that's my little son's friend's home. I wonder what in the world happened to that family. Well, you know what? You've got a phone number or a cell phone, or you're going to see them at school when you drop off your little one. Find out what's going on. Ask some questions, because, you know, this is not the time to be shy. This is not the time to think about you. This is the time for you to come from that service position and say, who can I assist right now? Who doesn't know about our industry? Who is out there that maybe was generating a very substantial income, and because of our economy or, you know, a twist of whatever is, you know, gone on in their lives, they've lost their job. They've lost their income, or that money is no longer there, or God bless them, maybe they pulled some equity out of their home, and now their adjustable rate mortgage adjusted, and they've spent all that equity, and their adjustable rate mortgage adjusted, and they've got a pretty big, expensive mortgage. Maybe it's up $300, $700. I talked to someone the other day, Raven. Their mortgage payment jumped $700 per month because their mortgage rate had jumped several months ago, and now they're up, you know, $700 more having to come out of pocket. Well, what if people are in that situation, and here you are playing all shy and scaredy cat, and I'm telling you right now, what do people have to do, Raven? They've got to get very, very proactive. This is the time to go out and start making those contacts and make those connections. Call up people that perhaps you always thought were too cool for school, you know, too cool for your business, or somebody that you thought would kind of turn their nose up at it or whatever. We always say don't prejudge, don't pre-qualify, because you know what? You are looking to recruit up right now, and there are some very professional quality people out there, Raven, and they may have been too cool a couple of years ago, but I'll tell you what, I bet they're not too cool today.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? The thing about you, what you said earlier is when now is the time to get out and about. The good news is if you're going back to work, you've been in the house a lot, working your business. Now you have an opportunity, like Lisa said, to see people on the way to work. And the best thing about it right now, people are open-minded. They're generating some extra income.
Oh,
fabulous.
My gosh, are they ever.
Mm-hmm. And that is so fabulous because that means that everyone listening right now, you have the best opportunity probably than you've ever had to talk to many, many, many people that are going to say, how can I make that extra? And guess what? They're not going to say $500,000 or even $2,000. They're probably going to say, how can I make that extra $200 or that extra $500? Now, what did you say you were doing? Before, Lisa, we were worried about, okay, you know, maybe this person won't think the $200 a month or $500 a month or $800 a month that I'm making is enough to get their interest. Now everybody's wanting every little bit they can get. Don't you agree?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, that's a car payment, you know, for some people. And some families, $800 a month is two car payments. So there's no question about it. And really, there is just an opportune time here.
Mm-hmm.
I really see this situation as an opportunity for those of us who perceive it as such. So in other words, be cautious. You know, I read the New York Times a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm online looking at the headline news. I see what's going on in the world, and I see what's going on here in the United States and across North America. Certainly am knowledgeable and educated, but you know what? I also am willing to step back and say, you know, that stinks, but how is that really going to affect my life? Am I going to allow this situation to affect my life in a negative way or in a positive way? Can I put a positive spin on this? And then, Raven, I found myself, oh, gosh, just about a month ago, almost buying into this media stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
you look at
and
it
I was
too
going,
much. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, man, you know.
It will drag you down. I'm a big believer that you should stay plugged in to a point so that you'll know what's going on, like you were saying, read the financial papers, look at some of the shows, because you do want to stay informed. But don't sit there in front of the TV for hours and hours, because it will pull you down. Lisa and I are going to share some tips on how you can stay positive and how you can think out the box and grow in your business. But I want to take a quick second, Lisa, just to remind everyone that mentoring from MLM Divas Live, yes, we are back. And Lisa and I will be bringing you a show twice a month. Stay tuned. Keep your pens near you, because at the end of the show, we're going to give you the next date and the time, and you're going to want to write that down. We're going to have a special guest, and we'll let you know in the weeks to come who that is. I want to remind everyone that Mentoring from MLM Divas Live is brought to you by our dynamic sponsors, my friends Peter and Vincent Mingles over at PM Marketing Network Lead. You're running out of people, you don't have anybody to call, and you want to start working your business. Now is the time. Now is the time. Don't put it off another further. And I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can go to www.networkleads.com. That's networkleads.com. Make sure you tell them that Raven and Lisa sent you, and you heard about them from MLM Divas Live. They got a special package. Tell them you want the MLM Diva Hot Sizzling Package special that they have, where you get, write this down, 5,050 leads plus 5,000 free for only $119.95. You get a free autoresponder. You get the new cool tool that everybody's talking about, the PM Dial. It does the work for you. Give them a call. Now, 5,050 leads and 5,000 free for only $119.95. That's building a business big. So make sure you check them out, www.networkleads.com. Now, back to more of our show on mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Again, I'm Raven Blair Davis, your host, along with my wonderful co-host, Lisa Kidder. Lisa, why don't you go ahead and give those that don't know how to contact you and find all those goodies on your site, why don't you go ahead and give them the information on how they can find you?
I'd love to do that. And also, I want to definitely give a moment of recognition to Peter and Vincent over there with the PM leads, because I'll tell you what, I've known those fellows, gosh, almost 10 years. I was thinking about it the other day. I think I have known Peter 10 years.
I think you have, too. I found out about you through Peter.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Peter and I used to do a bunch of shows and things together and a couple of speaking engagements, as a matter of fact. So they're good guys, and they'll definitely guide you in the right direction. But, okay, let's see. How can you get in touch with me? All right. I am at www.eynp.com. That's for Empower You Now Publishing. So eynp.com. Also, you can reach me toll-free at 888-212-0759. 888-212-0759. And I've got all kinds of goodies out on my website. If you haven't been out there, you'll want to stay updated and take a peek at that periodically, because we're always adding something new and something different. So that's how you get in touch with me, though, folks. If I can assist you, certainly with some personal coaching and mentoring, and got all kinds of trainings and things like that, we'll talk more about that here shortly.
Wonderful. And before we get back into the show, you know what, Lisa, I want to remind everyone to stay to the end, because we're going to have a drawing. We got some freebies to give away, like Lisa says, and I know for a fact we're going to be giving 5,000 leads, Lisa, to one lucky winner. But you know what?
That awesome.
They have got to be here when we call them at the end of the show, that's for sure. So make sure you stay tuned. And I'm going to be giving away a 30-second commercial that will air on our Women Power Talk radio show, which is a global show. We have listeners all over the world, and lots of celebrity interviews. You know, we have Fran Drescher. Remember the nanny, Lisa?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, she's coming up. So some lucky person will be able to air their home-based business opportunity on that show. Now, how cool is that?
That's fantastic.
We'll have that drawing. So if you have not registered, you need to go to mentoring from MLMDivas.com. That's mentoring from MLMDivasLive.com. Now back to our show. Lisa, we spoke a lot about, how people can, still stay positive during this negative time by just kind of flipping the script a little bit and not thinking about it as the end. I mean, people are like, oh, my goodness, this is the end. No. This is just the beginning of another journey. So we got to prepare ourselves. As they say, you got to hunker down. Well, now you got to really hunker down. So let's talk about that. You gave them some ideas before we went on our commercial break. Is there anything else that comes to mind with you when you talk about hunkering down? Because I know you're really big on planning and organizing. So share with them a little bit about what you would do in a situation like this, Lisa.
Well, you know, Raven, that's a great point for me to bring up. And the main point is control your own mind. Because remember, prosperity is a state of consciousness. Prosperity really is not equated by the amount of money in the bank that you have, and that's where a lot of us get very confused on that, because you can be extremely prosperous and move along through life and have your requirements, or your otherwise known as needs, met. So you've got food on the table, you've got a roof over your head, you've got loving friends, great relationships, you've got great health, and you're prosperous and you're abundant, but perhaps there's not millions in the bank, right? So truly, prosperity is a state of consciousness, and I think that's the first place to start, is to realize, are you going to buy into what you're being fed that the economy is or is not doing? And it perhaps is affecting you. Maybe your mortgage did jump, okay? However, are you going to take that and boo-hoo, this is the end, like Raven mentioned, or are you going to say, you know what, this too shall pass, I'm stronger than this, and I believe that I am in a great business. I can absolutely see beyond this. I'm prosperous no matter what. I have wonderful friends. I've got great relationships. I'm in a tremendous business opportunity. I'm marketing great products and services. So really, as we mentioned earlier, kind of flip-flop the whole situation and see this from a different perspective. Take the bird's eye view. Rise up above it. Rise up above it and realize, you know what, this can affect you in a big way, or it can be a small hiccup, or it can affect you in a big way for the positive, meaning that you can say, well, that's fine, that's what's going on in their world, not in mine. My world, I am attracting, magnetizing, and I'm drawing to me some wonderful creative people, wonderful professional people, and they are partnering with me. Together, we're going to generate some six-figure income results, whether the economy is booming or not. Because it's booming in my world, right?
You got that wow power. Absolutely. It absolutely. You know, what we want to do during this time, seriously, is focus on winning, not losing. Concentrate on growing your business, not giving up on your business or your dream. And speaking of that, let's talk about some cost-effective ways that you can accomplish your goal of growing your business during a time where it seems like everybody's holding tight on their wallet. I know one thing that you're big on, Lisa, and myself, we both will pick up that phone in a minute. Why don't you share with those that may not know your story on how you started working using your telephone, which is a tool we all have, whether it's a cell phone or a landline. Share a little bit about that, Lisa.
Oh, for sure. Oh, my goodness. I had actually, before they had that do not call list, Raven, I would run out of leads, and I would have tapped pretty much everybody on my, 600 names on my warm market list. And guess what? I picked up the phone pages and the phone book, and I started calling through the white pages. Hey, whatever. Hi, I'd start with Brown, somebody, Andy Brown. Hi, Andy. This is Lisa. I'm getting back with you with the information you requested about a home-based business. What? Yeah, you requested the information about a home-based business? I did. Well, didn't you? I know. And I said, well, doggone it. Somehow, you must have a good friend out there, Andy, because your name's on my list here. And I would assume your name's on my list here because you were looking for a home-based business. Is that something that would be of interest to you? Maybe. What is going on? And I'd start talking to Andy, and I had a lead. Or he'd say no, and I'd say, oh, okay, and I'd go to Bob Brown. And I'd work through that. The phone book, it was painful at times, I can assure you. But, of course, now we have that do not call list. But back then, desperate times, they called for desperate measures.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? If I find a business card on the floor, let's say you're out at the grocery store and you say, well, doggone, if somebody dropped their business card, call them. That's a lead. That's a lead from heaven. Just got tossed right down there in front of you. That's a hunch, a clue, a sign, a lead. Call that person and say, hey, you know what? I noticed you were involved with real estate. How's it going for you? Do you ever keep your options open for additional revenue streams of income to come in? And, with a business of your own. I'm always looking for sharp, quality people. And with you having that real estate background, I'm sure that's you. Would you like to talk about that? Could I spend a few minutes with you? Do you have a few minutes now? Why not? What's the worst they can say? No, get off my phone and hang up. Then you're like, okay, we'll take a fast no over a slow no any day of the week and move on. Go find your other business card. Go pull off a bulletin board. Start calling people. So really, Raven, we can sit and boo-hoo and we can say, I got no money for leads. Or you can get creative and you can get resourceful. I cannot even tell you how I'd spend every last penny I had, honest to goodness, photocopying home-based flyers, work from home, raise your own children, and so on and so forth. And I'd go door to door. And I didn't care if it was raining. And one time I remember in Northern California, it was hotter than blue blazes. And I am not even kidding.
Hotter than blue blazes. Wow. That's hot.
Oh, my. It was in the way over 100. And here I am going door to door, offering, putting these on people's doors to work from home, offering them the opportunity to stay home and generate income. And you know what? I signed up people that way. I didn't sit at my desk and go, well, I got no one to talk to, so I'm not making calls today. Heck no. If it wasn't finding business cards or putting up sticky post-it notes at ATM machines, which I did, honestly, and say, work from home, have your own business, call me and find out more. And I'd put it all up at ATM machines and run around bank to bank to bank, because most of the time banks are in a very, close proximity to each other, and I did that. So whatever. If I wasn't doing that, I'd put flyers out. If I wasn't putting flyers out, I was calling up some warm market contacts, whatever it takes. So that's where that WEIT, whatever it takes, comes from, is you do what you got to do. So Yeah, there's many, many economical and very creative ways that you can create success in your business, but it's going to take you really powering up, you know, posturing up and powering up and getting on those power shoes or that power lipstick. I don't know what works for you, Raven.
But, I like the shoes and the lipstick.
You and me both. I'm a shoes gal. My mom was in my closet. She's visiting here from Oregon. She was in my closet the other day, and she said, "Holy smokes, girl, how many pairs of shoes do you have?" And I said, "Mom, I'm down to only about 200. Now, so how many legs do you have?
Sarah Jessica Parker don't have nothing on you, huh?
That's right. But what do we have to do in order to feel that self-empowerment and
mm-hmm.
also monitor your own thoughts, monitor your own brain, you know, control it? And I loved a word. I'm going to pass it back to you here in a second, Raven, but I loved a word you used earlier, and I even wrote it down because I was doing this myself
mm-hmm.
just recently, and that was release.
Mm-hmm.
Release the fear. Release the anxiety. Release your disappointment because your business isn't bigger, faster, brighter, stronger, whatever. Release it and let it go. Don't hang on to that garbage. Just say, you know what, that was yesterday, that's not today. And you mentioned that Eleanor Roosevelt quote, which is all about the future. Are you creating more of yesterday? Are you creating more of what you already didn't want in the first place? Or are you creating your own destiny and really powering up and posturing up and taking control of your life, Raven?
I love the fact that we do have the control to have the life that we want. We just have to stick with it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be consistent. Be persistent. Keep going at it. Even if it keeps saying, oh my goodness, the weight is really on top of me. Don't give up. What you do is you get creative. You start thinking out the box like we talked earlier. Lisa shared with you of how she worked the phone. I shared with you about how Fran worked the phone on her lunch break. That is awesome. Work the phone. The phone is something that you have. We just told you about an awesome package that only the MLM divas get from Peter. So I would take advantage of that. Look into that. I mean, that's 5,000, that's 10,050 leads right there. That will hold you for a while, okay? And Lisa gave you some creative ideas on getting leads. One thing I know for a fact, Lisa, that you have been doing lately, and this is a new fad, I guess you can say, but I think it's wonderful that people are doing it, and that's getting involved in the social networking like Facebook and Twitter. What's the one that you're with?
Plaxo. I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Plaxo. But the one I actually enjoy and I use the most mm-hmm. is, and I found to be the most beneficial and real friendly, you know, user friendly,
mm-hmm.
is Plaxo. www.plaxo.com. Look me up. Be my friend.
Right.
Raven, we're friends out there.
Yeah, and social networking is big. And you know what? People are getting business from it. You don't go with that intent. You just go and you put yourself out there. And people will start liking you. You watch what other people are doing. You put your little comments in. Before you know it, by default, someone is saying, well, what are you doing during this time? And you may just have what they're looking for.
Oh, my gosh, Raven. I was just telling my mother earlier that I just got a really wonderful email through Plaxo, you know, someone connected with me, that I actually introduced her to her husband 8 years ago. They've been married 7 years. I haven't talked to them in 6 years. And they found me on Plaxo, and she's like, hey, did I tell you to celebrate our 7th year anniversary? We often think about you, and we are so blessed that you introduced us. And I'm like, holy cow, it's so exciting, because I've got people coming out of the woodwork that I haven't talked to in years. And a little side note as well, Raven, you mentioned getting business. There was a gentleman that had heard me speak on a conference call a couple, 2-3 years ago. He found me out on Plaxo, invited me to come speak to his team because he had heard me do a conference call, maybe forgot about me. I don't know how that could be. I'm so memorable.
Absolutely.
I got
for
it.
Sure.
And modest, too. But anyhow, he forgot about me, and he said, I saw you out on Plaxo, and he connected with me. I did a team call for his group last week. We had a blast. We had a ball. It opened another avenue for me to be in touch with some folks I hadn't been in touch with or had never heard of me. So for sure, Raven, you're right on the mark. I love that. Get out there and network.
Mm-hmm. Going back to thinking out the box, this may be something that you haven't done before. This may be something that your team, your upline is not talking about. Remember, this is your business. We're not telling you to get completely off of what they're doing. We're saying, though, this is the time to get creative. Remember, this is the time to have that wow power and to put on that power suit, power lipstick, power shoes, power whatever it is. Get out there, think of what you had never done before, and start doing something different. Because when you start doing something different, you're going to start feeling better. You're going to be energized again because you're not doing the same old thing. You're probably burnt out with a lot of what you've been doing. Now is the time where people are open to hear what you're saying. You just got to get creative. Let me share some statistics with you. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of unemployed increased by 2.2 million between September 2007 and September 2008. Did I say 2.2 million? Yes, I did. And the September 2008 unemployment rate hit 6.1%, the highest level in 5 years. Listen, those are some huge numbers. Don't you think some of those people, just some of those people, might be wanting what you have, might be desperately seeking an answer? People are wanting what you have right now. You are ahead of most people because you have a home-based business. I don't care if you never got anyone in your business. I don't care if you don't have anything sold. You have a home-based business. You're already in, my friend. You're a step ahead.
For sure. Gosh, when you were giving those numbers, those statistics, all I'm thinking is, oh, that's a lot of prospects.
That's
a
the queen of thinking big and the queen of prospecting. That's what I sing, Lisa. I said, my goodness, this is actually a wonderful time. I'm getting hyped.
I know. I'm ready to go prospect. I don't even have a business to put them in.
I know. I'm getting so excited. So I hope you take those numbers, and I hope you see, oh, wow, my dream circle is really getting big from those numbers, because that's a lot of people. Hey, you can go hang out at the unemployment office and probably get a few.
There you go.
We're going to be right back. We're going to step away for a quick break. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, Vincent Mingles over at PM Marketing Network Leads. Just a real quick history. PM Marketing Network Leads, we've been in the lead generation business now for over 9 years, helping folks take their home-based businesses and network marketing companies to the next level. We produce our own leads. We do that both over the phone as well as through the internet. We provide tons and tons and tons of training on how to work leads over the phone. We're proud to be sponsoring the Mentoring for MLM Divas show. Make sure you plug into as many shows as you possibly can with Mentoring for MLM Divas. You're going to find a ton of information that's going to help you and your group take your business to the next level. Now, Raven at the end of the show is going to have a special drawing where we're going to be providing you some leads and some training and some systems for those who participate. We're always here to help. We produce leads over the phone. We produce them through the internet. Let me give you my home office number just in case you have any questions about some of the things that you've heard. My direct office number is area code 631-589-5244. Once again, 631-589-5244. And if you want to take a look at us on the web, it's www.networkleads.com. So www.networkleads.com. Once again, thanks from PM Marketing Network Leads.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.
This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and here with my co-host, Lisa Kitter. Any other ideas that you can think of that would be kind of stepping out the box? We talked about social networking, those people that aren't used to using the telephone. We talked about that, and I know you have some things to help them get better on the phone if they're feeling uncomfortable. But other than on the phone and social networking, and we told them, this is the time to get from behind, as I always talk about the kitchen table. So get from behind the kitchen table, your office desk, and get out there and meet people and talk to people, and you will, don't try to sell them, just talk to them, and they will tell you what they need. Anything else you can think of, Lisa?
Yeah, it's just as Susan Jeffers in one of her books that I just absolutely love is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Isn't that it? It's like your knees are going to be wobbling, you're going to have perspiration running down your back, and you're going to start fumbling around, you might even stutter a little bit. Who cares? Do it anyway. You do that a good dozen times, and guess what? The day comes when you go and approach someone, you think, well, dang, my knees aren't knocking, and my stomach's not doing flip-flops, and I actually am talking like a coherent adult human being, and I don't have sweat running down my back. I got it! Dang, I'm good at this. So really, feel the fear, do it anyway. We've all been through it. I felt the fear, and really, I'll tell you, the greater fear for me when I was a struggling single mom for so many years, my son's all grown up and on his own, responsible for himself at this point because he's 26, but I'll tell you, when I was raising him all by my lonesome for so many years, the greater fear for me, Raven, was staying where I was. I thought, man, I am so afraid to be stuck where I'm at, broke, struggling financially, struggling emotionally. I was struggling anywhere there was to struggle, and the fear for me was greater to stay there than it was to just be afraid but still go approach people. Feel that fear but still go out and move past it. The greater fear for me was staying stuck, and I'll just say that too. Why stay stuck? The options are limitless, and I think that's awesome what you said, Ray, and that cracks me up. I never thought about going to the unemployment office. What a great place to stand out in the parking lot until they throw you out of it anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hand out some flyers.
And, when you're here in these places, they're always telling you ahead of time who might close down. If they're in your area, this is the time for you to really get out the house and
there
be there.
Go.
Those people need some assistance. And, I was also thinking that a lot of times when we do things to empower and encourage others, Lisa, we get customers and clients, as I said earlier, by default. And one idea that comes to mind for me that people might want to consider is, hold educational seminars and workshops, even if they're in small groups in your home or in the library, places that you don't necessarily have to spend any money on. And just kind of educate people on whatever, if you're into health, educate them on the health part, without getting too technical. You got to watch your guidelines on that. If you're, whatever your product is, find the informative educational part of it and share it with people, not necessarily the business part. And then afterwards, you tell them, say, okay, well, this is the end of our session today. I appreciate you being here. And I just want to leave you with this. If any one of you out there, would like to stay for the next 15 minutes, we are going to have a quick session, and I'm going to share with you what I'm doing to generate extra income. It's a home business workshop that you're giving, and you're sharing, the benefits of what you have, but you're not really selling them on it. Then invite them later to stay if they want to hear more. And because you shared with them what your product is about, you shared with them, okay, how you can stay healthy, let's say, in midlife. Here are some tips. And, oh, by the way, this is the recession time. If you're looking to make some extra money, we're going to have a quick little 10 or 15-minute session afterwards, and I'll share with you what I'm doing to bring a few $100 in to help me during this time.
Again, that thinking outside the box and stepping outside the comfort zone, put your thinking cap on and get real creative and resourceful. That's a good one.
There's just so many different ways. I can't encourage you more than to say this. Take some time. Exhale, breathe deeply, release the stress like we talk about, the anxiety, and instead grab a notebook and draw a line down the paper like we used to, just right in the middle, and put on one side things I'm doing now to build my business, and then on the other side, things I've never done that I want to start doing, or and just get creative and see how many things you come up with. I bet you you're going to come up with so many different ways. You're going to get excited and energized because you're going to be doing something different. Also, this is a time to stay in contact with your clients that you have now, your customers that you have now, the people that you have connected with and you shared your business opportunity. This is the time that you need to connect with them. Don't be afraid if you sold them a product that they didn't like it. Trust that you have a great product and you have a great company and they're loving that product. Keep in contact with them. Not necessarily to sell them anything, just give them a call. See how they're doing. Share with them some new things that are going on. Stay in front of them and you will get them to buy more, to talk to you more, maybe even talk about, well, you know what, I know I've been buying this product for you for a long time. You've been in this company. Can you share a little bit about it? You know, with this recession coming on, I'm starting to look at other ways to make money. This is a great time. At least I'm totally getting excited the more we talk about this. This would be a good time for network marketers.
We may never see such an opportunity again in our lifetime, Raven. I mean, such a real, true opportunity to get to the point of where you can recruit up. And we often talk about recruiting up. What does recruiting up mean? That means go up. Go find more people better than you, people more, you know, charismatic than you, people more dynamic and outgoing than you, someone who's a real social butterfly, someone who has contacts, someone who has professional business building skills. Recruit up. This isn't the time to go around and find somebody who's real safe to approach, that's been out of work and sitting on the curb and complaining about it, or, you know, sitting at your house or across the street complaining about how bad things are, and then you're trying to convince them that what you've got is the answer. Instead, recruit up. Go look for people that are bigger, brighter, better than you, or for sure your equal, right? Or if there is anybody better than you, I don't know, Raven, but anyhow, for sure your equivalent, and you go talk to them. And I'm just like Raven. I'm sure all of you are feeling so energized right now. Well, guess what? When you are a positive influence and you are that positive, creative, energetic force, people are attracted to you. I mentioned you are attracting and magnetizing and drawing to you good quality people. Why? Because you are a magnetic and wonderful, positive energy field. Everybody out there, listen, everybody out there, you go to the grocery store, you go to get gas, whatever it might be, people are griping and complaining, aren't they? How are you today? I don't know. That stock market keeps dropping. Right?
Yeah.
So you be exactly the opposite. How are you today? I am better and better. Thank you. How about yourself? Everything's great in my world. Boy, it's a good time to be an entrepreneur. Ho! You know? And you just clickety-click your heels, and you just dance a little bit on air, and people are like, what are you doing? I want to know more about that. How come you got a big grin on your, a little secret grin on your face and smiling like the Cheshire Cat? You know, what's going on? What's up with you? Well, guess what? Number one, it causes people to be curious, but also people love that energy. People love to be around a positive influence, and especially today, more so than ever before, that you're going to stick out like a sore thumb, and I'll tell you why, because everybody else has got those gloomy faces, Raven, and instead, here we are walking around like we know something. We're in the know. We're in the loop. We got the secret, and they don't even know that we know, but we're willing to share it with them. But guess what? You know, it all starts with you within yourself, and we talked about that earlier, monitoring your self-talk, monitoring your belief system, and don't absorb everything. You can review it, but don't take it in like a sponge and soak it in and let it bog you down, because otherwise you're going to be out of energy and out of gas here real soon. But instead, you know, you make the decision today that you're going to be that positive influence for others, and guess what? It'll be like moth to a flame. It truly will be. They will be so attracted to you. You're going to have people coming up to you wanting to know, what do you do? Why are you smiling and always so doggone happy every time I see you here at the grocery store?
Absolutely. Real quickly, everyone, I want to remind you that you are listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Kitter. We are going to be coming to you twice a month with some dynamic shows. Lisa and I are just thrilled about it, and in fact, I'm going to give you a challenge here. This is what I'm thinking, Lisa, we could probably do. Since we've been talking about staying positive and thinking out the box and bringing out that wild power and releasing the stress and just being better than you've ever been and going after your dream harder than you ever thought that you could do, let's do this, Lisa. Let's invite someone that really goes out there and takes some of these tips that we threw out and get creative on their own and really go out there, have a great impact on what they're doing. Let's invite them as our guests on the show to share their story. How would that be?
Oh, I think it's fantastic, and I can think of a couple gals who I know are right here on this line right now. They're probably, if we were unmuted, Raven, we'd be hearing them scream right now, me, I'm
Well, we're
going to
open
that.
Up the lines just shortly. Take a couple questions before we go. So if anyone out there wants to take that challenge, here we go. Lisa, what do you think? We should say, what, the next 2 weeks, 30 days?
Oh, 2 weeks. 30 days would be
too long.
Okay. 2 weeks is perfect.
So that's by the time our next show.
We'll just light a little fire underneath their little feet.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks, our challenge to you is go out there, get creative, do something different, and if you have a story to share of success, and you're going to share your secrets, don't hold back because you're mentoring some MLM Divas Live. We share the secrets. We give you some meat to go with them potatoes and some fries to go with the shake. So this is what we want you to do. Send me an email to Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen, radio.com. That's Raven at womenpower, hyphen, radio.com. And say, Raven, I accept the challenge. Then I will write your name down. I'll let Lisa know. And when we have the next show, we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to ask for those people to step up to the plate and let us know what you did. And we'll probably take, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes and share your story. We're going to pick a winner.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's just while you were talking here, Raven, I was thinking, in my head, I'm thinking 2 weeks, they can get very, very creative, very resourceful, get out of their comfort zone, and they should be able to enroll no less than 4 brand new customers and or business partners, minimum. I'm thinking more than that, but, you know, for sure. So get out there. And I, as you were talking, Raven, I'm thinking, you know, I'll give an hour personal coaching.
Oh, wow.
I'll give an
my
hour
goodness.
Personal coaching.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. That is wonderful. Well, you know what? If you do that, I tell you what, do we want to have one winner or three? What do we want?
Let's do 3 winners.
Let's
really, really, you know, sweeten the pot here a little bit. Let's really get them, get that competition and their creative juices flowing.
Okay, so let's get those emails to me. That's Raven at womenpower-radio.com. So we'll go ahead and have a drawing for 3, and Lisa said that she would give an hour. Wow, that's
a
lot.
For the first winner.
That's very valuable. What I will do is I will give them an interview on the Careers from the Kitchen Table show. It's over a $500 value.
Right,
they
on.
Will come on there for 20 minutes. And guess what, Lisa? They get to come on and share with 500,000 listeners why they should join their business.
Oh, they get to actually do like a live infomercial.
Yep, Lisa, for 20 minutes. And we will get Peter to sweeten up the pie on some leads.
Well, very good.
Absolutely. So we're going to have 3 good winners. So let's see what we can get. Raven at womenpower-radio.com. Mentoring from MLM Divas Live is brought to you by PM Marketing Network Leads. Hey, you need leads? Go get them. Call Peter today and check them out with all their free tools. Also, I want to go ahead and open up the line so that you can have time to say hello to Lisa or myself, any comments, or just say, I'm going to take the challenge, whatever you want to say. But before we close out, I want to give Lisa a couple minutes to share with you anything that you got that can assist our listeners, because this is the time for you guys to step out the box. This is the time for you to say, I am not going to let this recession beat me up. It ain't going to happen. I don't care what they said on the news. What you got for them, Lisa?
All right. Well, fantastic. Raven, right now I am just wrapping up a class that I had been announcing almost a good 2 weeks here. And we've got about 44 people signed up for this class. So I am for sure, absolutely positively not taking more than 50. So we got about 6 spaces left. You'll find it on my website at www.eynp.com. That's Empower You Now Publishing. So the first letter of each word is eynp.com. Or give me a call at 888 888- 212-0759. And that class is a Marketing 101 and Prospecting class. It's 1 hour per week for 4 weeks. It begins on Tuesday, the 28th of October. So as I mentioned, we've got 44 people or so on that class right now, give or take one or two heads, and I am definitely not going to let that class get any bigger than 50. So if you want to get registered for it, you can find it on the homepage of my website, and also look for my free downloads. Gosh, I was on my own website, and I said, dang, I'm giving away a lot of stuff out here. I had some free downloads out there. I got a leadership report. There's all kinds of cool stuff in my blog. There's just tips and tools and ideas and all kinds of things. And as well, Raven, just very quickly, my greatest gift that I get to give to others right now is the personal one-on-one coaching and mentoring. I know we've got Becky on the line and Nicole and quite a few of the gals that I've had the good pleasure of coaching over the years. And I have personally coached well over 2,000 people since the year 2000. So it would be my privilege to talk with you a little bit about that personal coaching and mentoring if you're looking for some assistance. And, come to me with the Prosperity Consciousness, because we do have payment plans available, and it's a rare day when I turn away anybody for some personal coaching that's really hungry for it and really deserving of it. We'll figure out a way to make that happen for you. So that is something that I definitely want to put out there on the table. But please go to my website. The next time we come together, I'll have an actual package of something for you. But right now, I would just encourage you to go to my website, download my screensaver, download the leadership report, look through the blog. That there's just a toolbox full of goodies and things out there that you can print out. I've got some audio files that you can listen to online, all kinds of things that you can use to really empower yourself as well as your business. And then, Raven, I'm excited about this challenge. I'm looking at my computer screen, and I got four people that are emailing me right now on my computer screen that says, I'm contacting Raven. Count me in on the challenge.
I know. I'm looking at two. Let's see. I think I got Coral Lee Flug and Nicole Park. They said they're going to take the challenge. That's right. Get those emails. Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at women, W-O-M-E-N, power, P-O-W-E-R, hyphen, radio.com. Real quickly before we open up the lines, I want to share with everyone about a project that you helped me on, Lisa. How to turn your telephone into a cash cow. Cha-ching, cha-ching. We were speaking about Peter's fantastic leads, and of course everybody knows you have great, great scripts to assist in what to say. Well, how to turn your telephone into a cash cow, as you know, Lisa, gives them actually nine different ways that you can create income over the phone doing what you're doing now, whatever business you are doing now. So check it out. That's all I'm going to say. Here's the website, telephonecashcow.com. That's telephonecashcow.com. Read it. It'll tell you all about it. To 11 experts, I think, is what we interviewed. Of course, Lisa was one of them. And what I've done today, for those that just go there, take a look at it, we are giving away the dynamic audio that I did of Lisa, where Lisa definitely tells you and shares with you some tips on how you can have that right posture when you're on the phone. And she basically covered some great affirmations and just getting the head right. Because close us out, Lisa, on the mindset real quickly, just a couple lines, and why it's important people remember that. And just for going to Telephone Cash Cow and reading that, you scroll to the end and you can get that for free. Go ahead and kind of just real quickly as we close out, Lisa, share just a couple thoughts about the mindset, because that is important. We want to leave them thinking about that.
Well, I can tell you right now also, Raven, I do want to certainly put the word out there for the Cash Cow project that you did. Oh, my gosh, absolutely amazing. So packed full, crammed full of all kinds of great tips and tools and strategies and ideas and suggestions. And if you just implement even a fraction of what Raven has provided for you, you will see some big-time success very, very quickly. So I want to definitely put that out there for you. But mindset is all about you and your perception of the world around you, you know. So in other words, it's the same as your paradigm. Your mindset is going to dictate how you're feeling about other people, how you're feeling about yourself, how are you feeling about the world, how are you feeling about your business, yourself, your prosperity consciousness. So your mindset is really going to be something you'll want to monitor, because sometimes we get caught up in this, so kind of sort of in the same rut, and we're going down the same path, thinking the same doggone thoughts, and what, that stinking thinking gets in there, and next thing you know, you're in a rut, and you're in a bad, sorry place. So truly, a great, great gift that you can give to yourself is to monitor your mindset. You decide how it's going to go, and you make that decision in the day, and then you might have to make that decision early in the afternoon. You might have to make it again when you go to bed that night, but guess what? You created your own destiny that way. So mindset is absolutely powerful, positive way to start off your day and keep your day going to the very end and sunset. You'll still have that great outlook if you only will monitor yourself and monitor your thoughts. And for more information on that, please do visit my website and check out my blog, because I have just written so much good stuff out there about the importance of mindset and giving you some really good ideas that you can implement to keep your mindset in that right and positive place. Back to you, Raven.
Okay, we're going to get ready to close out. Let's see. Becky, thank you for taking the challenge. Carol, thank you for taking the challenge. We got Coral Lee. We got Nicole. And I know you got some others, Lisa. Thank you so much. And we want to thank you so much for coming tonight. As Lisa talked about mindset, it made me think about something. 3 years ago when I took some coaching from Lisa, and I was just at a devastated time looking for answers and had lost, like many of you, probably lost my confidence, wasn't sure if it was me or what was going on. So I went on and I invested with Lisa, and yes, she worked the payment plan for me. Thank you, Lisa. Love you. And she assisted me. And you know what? It was so funny. I went in for one thing and I came out totally different. You know, Lisa, I just thought about that as you were talking about it. I didn't even have my radio shows back then.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have it. I just actually came to you to assist me in making these calls. As you know, I did really good. I mean, I was signing up people like mad. It was fantastic. But I loved your spirit so much. And because with Lisa, when you get her coaching, she gives you all these teleseminars and stuff. And I said, wow, she's having fun. I want to do like what she does. And then I just decided to do mine in a radio show format. So thank you, Lisa. And big hug for you on that. I wanted to share that. Well, everyone, this has been a great pleasure. We went a little bit over today, but this is our first one. We're going to stay on time from now on. And Lisa, do you have that date handy when the next one is so they can write it down before we open up the lines?
Let me see. I sure do.
And the time.
Yes, yeah, we'll be coming out and meeting every other week. Our next time coming out is November 5th. It's Wednesday, November 5th. And please do make a note of the time change. We will be meeting at 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern Time from here on out. So 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern Time, and we'll be convening back here again or reconvening back here again on Wednesday, November 5th, and I just cannot wait, Raven. It's going to be so much fun.
We're going to have a guest, and then we're also going to be able to share a little bit about the challenge because we'll have the emails in and have our winners. So lots of good stuff. Don't forget to check out PM Marketing Network Leads. Stay plugged into them. They've got tools, training, all kind of things. So right here, mentioning from MLN Divas Live between Lisa Kitter, Peter Mingles, and Raven Blair Davis, we are going to assist you to walking across that stage with that favorite suit on, that power suit Lisa talked about, grabbing that pen and the money that comes along with it. For sure, we're going to open up the lines and have our drawing, so I hope you're there. This has been Mentoring from MLN Divas Live, and Raven Blair Davis signing off.
This is Lisa Kitter. It's been a blast to be with you. Thank you so much. Can't wait to come back here and see you out or hear you out here in 2 weeks from now. So good luck. Let's do that drawing, Raven.
Yeah, okay, we're going to go ahead and do that drawing. All right, first of all, we're going to go ahead and draw for the 5,000 leads that Peter is giving away, Peter Mingles over at networkleads.com. And drum roll, please. And the winner goes to Marjorie Hoover. Are you here?
Yay!
All right. Congratulations, Marjorie. You need to send me an email with your phone number, and I'll connect with you and get the information that I need, okay?
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marjorie Hoover, she's our lead winner. I'm going to give away a 30-second commercial to be ran on Women Power Celebrity Interview with the Nanny, Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
And let's see. That is going to, drum roll, please. Oh, my goodness, it's a guy. Kevin Wilkie. Is Kevin on the phone?
Yay, Kevin.
Kevin, are you there? If you're muted, hit *6 because this is about ready to go to someone else.
This is not the time to be shy, Kevin.
Going once, going twice. Okay, going 3 times. All right, so we're going to pick someone else. For the 30-second commercial on Women Power Radio Shows, Linda, is it Trotman? Linda, are you there?
Yeah, actually, it's my wife, and here she is. Hold on one
second. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Raven. And Linda, we won the 30-second
commercial.
Hi, all righty. Well, congratulations,
actually,
Linda.
She can't hear you, but...
Is she there? We got to talk to her.
Hold on one second.
Hubbies don't count.
All right, hold on one second.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Linda, were you listening to the show? Were you listening to the show? Were you putting the baby to bed or what?
No, actually, I was listening to it all the way up until Bill put it on his Bluetooth.
Okay. All righty. Well, congratulations.
Send
me an email so that I can get your information. Again, my email is Raven, R-A-V-E-N, and this is for the people for the challenge, too. Raven at womenpower-radio.com, or either send it to Lisa if you have hers and she'll get it to me. We're looking forward to it, everyone. It's great. Going to open up the line, and anybody have a question or a comment real quick? We got 2 minutes. Going once, going twice.
Oh, it was awesome, you guys. This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Absolutely loved it, man. It was wonderful.
Are you powered
you
up, huh?
Get in
oh, yeah.
That challenge.
I'm like dancing around the house.
Oh, yeah, Becky's in the challenge. I see her. Anyone else have a quick comment for Lisa, the co-host? I'm so excited. Woohoo!
Yeah, Lisa, this is Carol. Are you going to give away your hour?
Hey, Carol, yeah, when you go out and crank
for the challenge,
it up,
yeah.
Take that challenge.
Okay, I'm going for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take that challenge and get out there and produce some great results. You can come back and tell us your story, and my friend, you shall get that hour.
That's
but
right.
I don't know, you're going to have to arm wrestle Becky here for it. So.
For Lisa to give away an hour, I'm just in awe that she's going to do that. And don't forget, we're going to see if we can get Peter to give away 10,000 leads instead of 5,000. And along with his cool tools. And then, of course, I'm going to give away the 20-minute interview. And again, this interview, you are selling why your business. You're going to write the questions you want me to ask you, and I'm only going to ask those questions. So you're going to have an audience. You're going to have an audience of up to 500,000 people on AM radio listening to you. So I would jump in there, you guys, and do that challenge. Lisa, it was a pleasure. Everyone, thank you. We look forward to you coming the next time. This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Raven and Lisa signing off. God bless. Go out there. Think out the box. Take a deep breath. Stay informed, but release the stress. We'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Would you like to learn about the 9 simple and very easy ways to turn any telephone at home or office into a cash cow? That's right. I'm talking about making money using your telephone. Got your attention yet? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to discover how to attract new customers, no matter what business you're in. With this program, you can also expect to learn how to properly cold call, how to plan an effective teleseminar, how to create an ebook right on the telephone, how to create an income podcasting, how to raise funds right through micro telefundraisers, how to plan speaking engagements right on the phone, and so much more. Why are you still sitting there? Log on to www.telephonecashcow.com now to take advantage of a very limited time offer. Don't have a computer? Call 800-431-0842. That's 800-431-0842.